and friends from New York City, from our studios, let us now go to Nice, to France, and to my nephew, Dennis Flannelly, from Kildare. First of all, let's welcome you, Dennis. How are you?
Good, thank you, Adrian.
First of all, let me tell our listeners that Dennis, his son Josh, and Josh's mother, Valerie Rowe, an internationally well-known public relations guru in Ireland, and we might add to that, a former Miss Ireland. You were, all three of you, were in Nice. You were heading back to your hotel on Thursday evening. Can you explain to us, Dennis, what that scene was like?
Well, we had we came over here for our son Josh. He was signed up here to stay for a couple of weeks at the tennis academy in Biot, which is only about 30 minutes away from Nice. And we just dropped him off and said goodbye because he was going to stay here, and we were due to fly back the following morning, and he was going to stay here for another 9 or 10 days. And of course, when we got to the front of our hotel, we were just met with outrageous scenes, people terrified, running and screaming. It's pure terror in their eyes from what they believed was a terror attack. People running in every direction, trying to ring the doorways of hotels for safety, and just not knowing what was actually happening.
Now, were you, Dennis, were you aware that this was a terror attack? Well, were you even sure what this was about? Obviously, the terror that all those who were fleeing was something that, you know, they would have known. But would you have known instantly what this was, or was it a...
No. No, definitely not. I saw people running and, you know, pulling their children along and darting into the said doorways if they opened. No, I had no idea, really. I parked the car and straight away the concierge came out and he said, look, he said, come inside. He says, there's a suspected terror attack. So the word had filtered very quickly, and I suppose France is on red alert, and you know, when something like this happens, they suspect the worst. They were right, and to suspect it. I initially thought maybe this is an act. This is a genuine accident. They said there's a lorry driver has driver's gone mad and has plowed into people. But my immediate reaction was, okay, it's an accident. You know who?
Yes.
Who would want to nail people down? But you know, very quickly we realised it was no accident.
Yeah, the natural reaction, I think, for anybody, and you were there and you were part of it, is denial. This can't be, even though you know, even though again France on the watch list had already had you know, more than their share of terror attacks.
Absolutely.
And death and destruction. 84 people were killed. So I want to bring you back to your hotel is on the promenade where people were running. What was the law and order, the police reaction to all of this? What was that scene like?
So the police reaction was instant in the amount of activity there was out in the promenade with regards to, you know, regards to their presence, the amount of ambulance that were up and down. It was just a constant flow of ambulances up and down. I mean, And one of the reports here, they said it was like a 100 car crashes all at once is what the hospital had to deal with. It was just it was just ambulance up and down continually. The army, there was army presence here within a short period of time. There was people afraid that had come into the hotel, the foyer, that were afraid to actually leave for fear that, you know, there could be other attacks imminent elsewhere, you know, around Nice. So there was people in the foyer of the hotel not wanting to leave until they knew that there was some there was some reassurance that this wasn't happening elsewhere around.
Yeah. What goes through your mind? I know you said that a lot of people were wondering and are anticipating that this may be one incident of many. What is it like to be in a hotel, to be in with throngs of people where everybody is scared to death? What runs through your mind? What was the conversation like with those who were huddled in the foyer?
I won't say disbelief, because France is in that place now where they've had so many attacks in the last 18 months that they're strong people and they're resilient. You know, from the staff hotel, from the management of the hotels, the staff, the concert, they were, you know, very reassuring, asking people to sit down. Like, they couldn't be more helpful. People themselves are. There was shock, and I think the people who saw what I didn't see, which was, you know, people mown down, parts of people left scattered on the promenade. There was one gentleman couldn't find his wife for a period of time, and he went through bodies because he believed his wife was walking in front of him with his child, when actually they were behind, thankfully. But he had gone through a terrible period, and I'm sure he has seen things that, you know, nobody should ever see. To see the devastation that was left behind was so shocking.
Obviously, many people who were on vacation, and of course, Nice is a very favorite spot for vacations from people from all over the world, but particularly from Europe and indeed from Ireland as well. Is there a sense that this is a good place to get out of now, or are things settling to the point where those who are on vacation are comfortable enough to, you know, to sit it out, so to speak?
Well, funny enough, I had a couple of messages from people that are in Ireland that were planning to come, and they said, "You're still there." I said, "Yeah, well, I was waiting to." We weren't fairly as comfortable, obviously, in the first 24 hours to get on the plane the following day and leave our son here. That's for sure. But no, things are beginning to, I won't say go back to normal, but the French people are strong-minded, resilient. The beaches were closed yesterday. There was a very big police presence, and the army as well patrolled the beaches. I think primarily because the president was going to visit the site, and, They seem to be searching for anything else that may have been left there. You know, there has been a few arrests there this morning.
Yeah.
So I take a sense of it's hard to say normality, isn't it? But definitely they are trying to get their life back to normal and not allow these vicious cowards to win.
Yeah.
You know, terror mustn't win, and that's they're a nation that's known for.
Yeah, you know, the fact. Yeah, the fact that ISIS, you know, is claiming responsibility for the attack. they're not really claiming responsibility. They're cashing in, you know, by saying, you know, that truck driver, that lorry driver, was influenced by ISIS. It kind of spells out the mindset of terrorist organizations, and in fact, those who would say, "Yeah, you know, yippee for us! We got somebody who believes in us, somebody who we have influenced." So, you know, rah rah for us. It's that has to be something that is very unsettling for those who are still there.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, as you said, I'm from Ireland, and Aer Lingus saw an extra flight there this evening. You know, for people that don't want to stay and feel uncomfortable here. Needless to say, the flight I think was full. But yeah, there are people. There are people that would definitely be uncomfortable. So if ISIS has a plan. Mm-hmm. Until they're stopped, they are winning that war.
Now, my guest friend's live from Nice in France is also my nephew, and Dennis, you and Val are again. You were dropping off. My grandnephew Josh to a tennis. He's quite a character in himself. Like his mother and father before him, he's not letting any grass go under his feet. The tennis camp that he is attending, it's a half an hour give or take from the promenade from your hotel where you are right now.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Has there been kind of a time where you and Val sat down and said, you know, maybe it's all right to leave him there? I mean, if any place...
Definitely.
It's
a very hard decision to take him away, actually.
Yeah.
Because when you're at it, it is 30 minutes away, it's up in the mountains, you would... It's up there, really. The kids are all ranging in from the age of 10 up to 18. Beautiful place, very secure. They really have no idea what happened here. You know, Thursday night.
For those who, you know, for those like your son Josh, who was only getting reports after the event itself. Are they rattled? Are they, you know, considering the age group that you're speaking of, are they relatively comfortable? Does Josh, do the people and the youngsters in the camp, do they want out of there?
No. We have an upset young man coming back with us. He's not happy to go home. He'd stay there. He doesn't understand that. He said, look, this isn't going to happen in our tennis academy. ISIS aren't going to come up here and start shooting everybody around them. You know, it was Bastille Day here in France. It was, a night to celebrate everything that France represents.
Yes.
Freedom, equality, and liberty, and which... very close to the United States. They're the same principles. And as far as he's concerned, that's not going to happen again, and why are we taking him away? I think primarily it's... And I would be more comfortable with him staying there. I would be... Let him stay and finish his 2 weeks academy. But Valerie wasn't as, you know, as a mother, she said, I would never, if anything ever happens, or,
I know,
like the airport did close, here yesterday afternoon for a number of hours. There was some alert there with regard to a package or whatnot. And said if I had to get him in a hurry or I had to get there in a hurry and the airport closed, it'd be difficult. And so it's not been here. I think if we were staying here while he was at the academy, fine. Maybe we wouldn't. Maybe we would move closer to him. But I wouldn't be rushing out of Nice because of what had happened the other night. I think that the authorities here have stepped things up, and security now here is going to be tighter than it ever was before, I suppose.
Aer Lingus has indeed made accommodations. What about those who are on their way to Nice? Do you get a sense that I know some you've mentioned that some of your friends in Ireland are skeptical, but are there those who say, well, that's it? Is there a sense that if this happened in Nice last Thursday, it isn't going to happen anytime soon, and if so, it's not going to be in Nice?
Yeah, I think that people are realizing that ISIS and terrorist groups, they're going to take advantage of large gatherings of crowds. The other evening it was quite windy. Those fireworks were not due off until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they started the firework display earlier was because of the high winds, and that it was getting windier, and they were worried that they might be able to have the display as planned.
Yeah.
So, you wonder, okay, it's all hypothetical, but you wonder if more had been planned, whether it was just this lorry driver, did he have to step up his timetable because they start the fireworks early? One wonders. But the manager of the hotel here that we're staying in was actually saying to me that the way that he handles it is here in France, and he said that it would be a lot of the French people, he said, would be thinking the same way, as stay out of crowded areas as much as possible. He says that he doesn't go shopping to the big malls like he used to. He's avoiding, for instance, last year he went to the big festival in Cannes, which is known for a firework display and people out in the streets and blah, blah. And he said that I particularly wouldn't attend something like that. I wasn't there the other night at the firework display, even though it's only down, a couple of hundred meters down from our hotel. So I think French people themselves, with so many tourists as well caught up in the other night, I haven't seen the breakdown of fatalities between French nationals and foreign people, and foreign tourists rather. But I think the French people are more aware.
Right. Did you get the feeling that not only in your hotel, but because it is a very popular tourist destination, did you feel that hotels, restaurants, that they had some degree of training or anticipation of what would happen if something like this were to occur?
They must, because they were so calm the other evening. Literally, the concierge just walked out and said, he asked somebody to take my car and said, yes, this is an act of terrorism, if you could come inside. But there was no, he wasn't panicking. It was just a matter of fact. This is the way life is now in France. They are prepared for events like this. The management, everyone in the hotel, they were actually remarkably calm, even though people were coming in off the street distraught.
Yes.
I think there is an element of training. People are expecting this to be a way of life for a period of time.
That's a very sad note to end on.
I'm sorry to say that, but until ISIS is stopped, until stronger measures are taken, it's so easy. I mean, this was very easy for a guy to do what he did the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Too easy. And of course it could have been an individual with a gun. It could have been anything, but he decided to use the truck.
You know, not counted when, you know, it is now reported that actually hundreds were injured. Some of them, of course, we've heard those who wound up in hospitals, but with those who were fleeing and running, those who fell and those who have minor injuries, that will be a lasting memory for them, for their families, and we can only hope and pray that some degree of peace can come into lives that are forever and ever, you know, affected, destroyed. We know something about that from 9/11 here in the United States, and indeed closer to ourselves. On 9/11, I had my own two daughters, your cousins, Eileen and Kathleen, were right in the area. They were right there as well. And the fact that that there was no communication, that you could not find out, can only point to the terror of families, like you have pointed out to us, the man looking for his wife and child. Again, the horror, the terror of it all. We'd have to say, unfortunately.
Oh, I think he checked. He said there he had checked 4 dozen or 5 dozen bodies, some alive, some dead, some dismembered, and you know, to try and see, and as he went on, continued down the line, he just got more worried, more frantic, and then got to the end, and then just he believed then that she mustn't be there, she must be safe, you know. But I mean, that's how he deals with those images and what he came across. God knows.
Dennis, I don't think, and this is my nephew Dennis, who's talking to us live from Nice, from the scene of the terror attack. I don't think that any of us could imagine that if we were linking up today, that it would be on something as horrific and as the experience you had the other night. Thank God, you and Valerie and Josh are okay. But again, it is you're the lucky ones, and anything like that.
For sure, we had dinner. We had dinner in the night before. We had dinner at the same restaurant where people were sitting outside that were mowed down. So it's it brings us very close to home. How lucky we were, really, and misfortune of all those innocent people to enjoy Bastille night in France.
Dennis, good luck. Get home safely, and again, hopefully, we would not have a conversation like this again, but our prayers hope, and indeed for the poor victims, for the families, obviously for the families who are mourning the loss, but also for those who indeed have every good reason to know how lucky they are to be merely injured. It's horrific. And you brought us much closer to, indeed, the experience and the scene. Thank you. Good luck to you.
Cheers,
and
Adrian.
To Val,
okay.
And to my grandnephew, Josh, as you head back for
Ireland. Will, of course. Okay. Talk soon.
Friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. A very graphic description there of somebody who was much too close to the terror attack in Nice in France the other night. Obviously, I think the world is in is in mourning and very much on the same page in terms of extending, you know, our very best wishes and whatever comfort can be realistic in that horrific terror attack.